Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. This week's show is called The Born Supremacy, and around my kitchen table, I will be discussing the magic and mystery of being an alchemist and potion mistress with my very special guest, Marion Bourne. Marion is a highly intuitive and sensitive soul and queen of modern beauty elixirs and potions. She's the founder of Cellgenics, which is an incredible range of award-winning organic skincare infused with magical healing energy. Marion has been in clinical practice for 20 years as a craniosacral practitioner, a nutritional therapist, clinical kinesiologist, and a bone practitioner. She has developed a unique and fascinating way of changing the power of her ingredients by supercharging them with healing energy from homeopathic remedies, biochemical frequencies, and flower essences. So I will also be reading my latest guidance to uplift and inspire you all. And together with my dear friend and co-host, Jill Orsman, I'm looking forward to creating a very magical show with you today. So welcome, Marion.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. And welcome, Jill.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Marion.
Jill.
Yeah, hi. Great to reconnect with you again. Yeah,
so what you won't know, listeners, is that we actually, we've had Marion on as a guest back in, I think it was November last year. But due to certain energetic circumstances, which we actually put down to the power of your potions, Marion.
Yes, we do.
Way too powerful. Our Skype connection was interrupted and we were just blown off the
blown off the
airways and off the grid. So, yes, we've had you here before and we actually played with your beautiful skincare range, which is absolutely wonderful. But, yeah, welcome back. And we'd love to hear all about your products this time. But I've just got a story I need to tell you before we even begin. Because I've just come in from a walk and I've had a bit of a mad happening.
Nothing new then?
No, so I thought I'd just share it with you and get it off my chest while it's fresh.
Excellent.
Okay. There was a beautiful, beautiful sunset happening. And I'm very fortunate that up from my house where I walk my dog is the top of the hill, which was an ancient Iron Age fort. So there's no remains of it. It's just sort of soil, earth mounds. But it's the top of a golf course. And there's one bench up there. So, I mean, you can walk up there. It's wide open space. But there's one bench that has a particular good view over the sea and the sun as it's going down. And I was walking up there just by myself with Coke and my dog. And as we approached the bench, there was a lady sitting on it. And she was there sort of very peaceful and calm. And I thought, oh, that's all right. I'll just sit down next to her. So I did. And then I started talking about the sunset because it was very pretty and sort of connecting. And she said something gorgeous about how the sky was going to turn more purple and the colours would get even better as the sun disappeared out of sight. So I said to her, are you an artist? And she said, no, I paint, but I wouldn't call myself an artist. And I said, no, actually, I get that you are an artist, you know. And so she said, well, are you an artist? So I said, yes, I am. And she said, what do you paint? So I said, sort of very spiritual paintings, mystical spiritual paintings. So on my phone, I pulled up the painting that I'm doing at the moment. And I said, because this one actually includes a sunset. And so it's really beautiful to come and study some real sunsets. So I showed her my painting, which I know we've described before, but it's quite complicated. It's a landscape and it's got a heart, central heart of roses. And through the central heart is a setting sun. And I was describing it to her. And said, so this is the outer world and this is the inner world and this is how we process everything from the outer world through the heart into the heart. And she goes, oh, I'm a Buddhist and we call that myo. I said, oh, right. And she said, well, I do a chant, which is about that. And she said, the chant is Nam-myoho Renge Kyo,
oh, yeah,
which is I connect to the mystic law of cause and effect, mm-hmm, and vibration. It's the whole mystery of the universe, and it's connecting through the heart. She said, that's what this chant is. And she said, I've been here chanting this.
Wow.
So I said, oh, that's wonderful. So I said, can I write it down? So I wrote it on my phone. And she said, yes. And so she started chanting. And I said, you can chant with me. So then I recorded her chanting, and it was just such a gorgeous moment as the sun was setting. And it was just in this, and I thought, no wonder I'm just supposed to sit here and meet you.
Yeah.
And so she said, well, if you'd like, we could chant some other time. I said, that would be lovely.
Wow.
So she said, my name's Claire.
Am I looking at myself?
And I went, and she looked at me, she goes, that's not your name as well, is it? And I went, actually, it is. It is my name. She said, oh great. And then she said, yeah, my name's Claire Saunders.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, what? And my face just dropped.
And she said,
that's not your name as well, is it? And I went, funnily enough, that was my maiden name. So for 30 years, yes, that was my born name. That was my given name.
Oh, how funny.
And I was just like, what? It went from being sort of quite coincidental and quirky to suddenly, like, this has gone, whoa.
It's all about divine timing.
Divine timing. So I said to her, I said, what was your maiden name? It wasn't Johnson, she was known as Delafour or something. Yes. So I was, thank goodness for that. I said, your birthday's not the 12th of the 12th. And she said, no, it's tomorrow. It's the 21st of the 1st.
Oh.
I was just like, oh, my goodness. So then I ran down the hill, just came in here, and then here we are to do the show. But how mad was that?
That's a fantastic story. You haven't fallen off your chair, Marion, have you?
I'm absolutely transfixed to listening to you. I think it's amazing.
It's just like, what are the chances of that?
Well, this is what happens to us, isn't it?
It is. I know.
So that was pure magic.
Magic.
What a fabulous new friend.
I know.
So a chanting friend.
Yeah. Because, listeners, you may not know, but my maiden name is Claire Saunders. So my book, One from the Heart, of my channeled writing, is published under Claire Saunders. So it very much is a part of who I am. And, it still is because, you know, like even now, Marion, my Skype name is Claire Saunders Johnson. So it is me, which is, that's not your name, it is. Anyway, so I got that one out of the way.
You digress.
Really beautiful story to start your show.
Thank you. So, yeah, because we're talking about magic and magical connections, and we met you, I think it was a couple of years ago now, wasn't it?
Yes.
November 2013.
Yeah, and we were high in the mountains of Swaziland. Mm-hmm. And we'd all gone off to develop our own higher intuition and to be trained as alchemists.
Absolutely.
And what a beautiful time that was, you know, and an incredible meeting. And it's fantastic that we've stayed in touch and we can be here to support each other on our magical alchemical journey.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a piece of writing which talks about alchemy, which I think I will read now, and then after the first break, we'll come back and we'll talk to you a bit more, Marion, and we'll hear about your story, if that's okay.
That's lovely.
Okay, so this one I received on the 5th of January, and it's called Double Rainbows. Double rainbows, double blessings, sent from heaven on high to give you all hope. Beautiful, colourful love, divinely painted across the sky. Magic clearly revealing itself with confidence and joy, delighting in expressing the alchemical blessing of combining two everyday normal conditions to create a spectacular magical third. An out-of-this-world celebration, far more simple than a simple combination, agape love sent from above. It is always good to be reminded that there is magic everywhere. If seeing is believing, then believe your eyes. For what are rainbows, if not magic in the skies? Trust that magic is around and allow it to play its part in the unfolding of your life, instead of trying to plan it all out and predict it in your head. Believe in magic and it will happen. Believe in miracles and they will come. Great changes are on their way, so be ready and willing to adapt to their arrivals straight away. Be open to expansion and growth. movements in the skies can happen quicker than you realise, and so too can they occur here on Earth and in your lives, right before your very eyes even. Go with the flow of these changes, for they are coming, ready or not. Best be prepared then for anything, my friend, for absolutely amazing, wondrous things are on their way. Be happy and grateful for all that you have and that currently defines you, for it is literally all about to change. You do not need to know how or when or where. Just keep your heart filled with love and excited anticipation, ready for great celebration. Fantastic, hey?
Well, that's set us up, hasn't it?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so great things are coming. But it is, it's about that celebration of magic, isn't it? I mean, and we've just had that demonstration of, like, you know, going and meeting magic upon the hill. I mean, if you expect magic, it does happen. Yeah. It is around you. Yeah. And I know that you have a lot of magic happen in your world too, Marion.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you were just saying about magic, I think there's a lot more magic than we realise. The magic goes on around us and we don't recognise it for what it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. People get a bit complacent about things and you think, well, that was this or that. You think, not really.
Mm.
No, if you think about it, if you logically, how did that happen? How did that come about?
Mm. And we've got a saying that you can only join the dots backwards, you know, when you look at things, how things have kind of knit together. You know, even though what's up ahead might seem ludicrous, things that you might be thinking about or doing. And then when you look back, you see how it just all fits, you know. And if you didn't take that turn or make that decision, you know, that part of your life might not have opened up the way it did. So
yeah.
So look, we're coming up to our first break.
We are.
So, Marion, we're going to give you the floor when we come back.
We certainly are.
And we're going to really delve into your skincare products and the magic you've created.
Thank you.
Okay. So see you the other side. Just stay there.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on the Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Marion, lovely, lovely Marion. Please share with us some of your journey to creating this incredible range of award-winning skinwear. Oh, lovely. Yeah, skinwear.
I like that.
Yeah, we like that. We just made a new name for you, Marion.
Yeah, it's actually skinwear. Yeah, fantastic. So would you mind telling us a bit about your journey towards, you know, where you are now?
Sure. Well, the truth is that I never planned to do this at all. I mean, I've been a therapist for 20 years. I treat chronic disease. And one day I had a client lying on my treatment table. And she told me that she was shopping the next day for, you know, a moisturizer, actually. And she hated doing it because she was allergic to everything. So I said, oh, well, why don't you let me make you a moisturizer? So that's what I did. And I'm a kinesiologist, so I was able to muscle test her on all the ingredients that she couldn't use. And I kind of worked out what I thought she'd like, and I made it for her. And then when she came back, I gave it to her, and she took it away. And the next treatment, she came back and said, oh, she loved it. And would I make, I think, I can't remember if she had 7 or 8 sisters in Dublin, but please would I make them all part of this cream as Christmas presents.
Wow.
So that's what I did. I made all her sisters Christmas presents. And I had lovely feedback. And to be honest, that's really how it started. I mean, I never planned to do it. It started by accident. And
most of the best things do.
Yeah, and then I, my ex-husband, we always remained friends. He was living in Wales, and we were having a conversation one day, and he was doing something with somebody, kind of working very energetically with, you know, with healing energy, and I told him what I was doing, and we had this, I don't even remember the conversation, but we had this conversation about how we would start doing this. We'd worked out a way of kind of literally infusing the ingredients with healing energy and using energy from homeopathic remedies and crystals and things. And so we started doing that. We put it into the ingredients, and people said they really liked it and it made a difference to their skin. And yeah, that was the beginning of it, really. And at that time, I was putting it into tiny little kind of blue glass bottles. And I decided that it had to have, you know, I wanted it to have beautiful packaging. And so, we went off and we actually found a lovely, lovely company. And you probably get the irony of this. I found them online and I really loved what they said on their website. And their address was in Worship Street. They were called, they still are, they're called Mystery.
Oh, perfect.
Fantastic.
And their address at the time was Worship Street. And I don't know, I just, you know, I fell in love with the name.
Yeah.
And then I went to meet them and they helped design the packaging. And that was in itself a beautiful creative process, basically.
Well, you certainly ended up with beautiful, beautiful products.
Yeah, I remember when you came here, Marion, you bought some of the products to show us, and I was just struck by the packaging itself. It's very simple, but it's just very powerful, isn't it?
Yeah,
very. I remember you telling me it was they represent tuning forks. Is that right?
Yes, the logo represents tuning forks because, as you probably know, you know, when you put two identical tuning forks next to each other and you tap one so it makes a sound, the other tuning fork resonates and it will start making a sound as well, even though you haven't actually touched it. And so it's the principle of all the frequencies and the energy that goes into the creams. When you apply it, it's the same principle of tuning forks. Your body and your skin resonates with those with the energy in the creams.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, I can really see that now.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah.
I can really understand that. So then...
that's alchemy.
That's alchemy, isn't it? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then you've also imbibed them with crystal energy, haven't you?
Yes. So, yes, they have crystal energy and they have homeopathic healing energy in as well. And everything is basically to, you know, for you, it's focused on enhancing your skin. It also works, the flower remedies are actually working vibrationally on your kind of emotional well-being, because, you know, how we are emotionally affects our skin. So it's not just about putting a product on your skin. And because I've been a therapist for so long, you know, I recognized that I wanted to put something in which would actually, you know, make people feel good in themselves. Because if you feel good in yourself, or if you don't feel good, the first place it shows is in your skin.
Yeah. Well, it's written on your face.
Well, exactly. It's the first thing people see. Exactly.
Yeah, totally. And I believe one of your products, I can't remember which one it was, is the one that actually aids sleep.
Yes.
It's programmed to
yes,
do that.
Yes, I've actually, it's a night cream, and I have programmed it to help you sleep. And in fact, I had somebody, she bought it for her father who couldn't sleep, and she told me the story. She handed him this, you know, bottle of women's night cream, and he said, "What do I want that for?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh, it's going to help you sleep." I said, "Well, okay, I'll try it." And anyway, he reported back to her that it did work. And in fact, I had another client who used it, and she emailed me and said, she said, I don't see any ingredients on here that are going to make me sleep. Or, you know, where's the melatonin in this that makes me sleep? Uh-huh. And I said, well, it's not an ingredient,
but it's
there at a vibrational level.
It's part of the magic potion.
It's part of the alchemy.
It is, absolutely. Because as I said before, you are a true potion mistress. So, you know, there's no point. It's far more than the sum of the ingredients. It's how you put it together, and it's your magic of how you're bringing it to form. It's absolutely spectacular, because since having you on and you've given us samples of these, my husband and I both used that night cream, and it made us sleep absolutely so soundly and deeply. It was wonderful, and my husband's a very light sleeper.
He doesn't sleep.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. And so, you know, I would absolutely give you the testimonial as well. My husband slept with it, and it was
really good. Very big testimonial.
Yeah,
Marion.
It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah, I'll ask you to write that out.
Yeah, very happy to do so.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Genuine, you know.
Yeah.
Genuine. So, I mean, there'll be a lot of people that it will benefit from, not just having the sleep enhancement one, but as you say, the one that's, because it'll brings a sense of well-being and uplifting happiness. You know, because you've included the wonderful flower remedies. So, I mean, the bark flower remedies are very powerful in themselves, aren't they? As as healing
agents.
Yeah, because of the vibrations in those. And I believe, isn't there beautiful water that you incorporate?
Yes. Well, I actually have my products made in Sweden. And we make them with spring water, which basically, you know, has the energy of the water there, because most cosmetics are actually made with distilled water. So all the goodness and all the energy of the water, it has been completely taken away. The water that I use comes from the mountains in Sweden. And so that water has its own life force. And many people say to me, oh, products feel so soft. And I can't swear to it, but I think it's because of the water that I use, because the water is in, you know, it's got energy, I always equate it to beer. You know, depending on where your beer is made will depend on what the beer tastes like, because it's the water that goes into the beer that makes the difference.
Right.
And it's the water that goes into the cream that makes the difference.
Yeah, lovely. Well, it certainly is very, very soft. And as I said, we live in the south of England and we have very, very hard water here. So it would make such a difference to have the high mountains stream where it's got that beautiful, it'll have a lot of negative ions in it as well, won't it, from the movement on the riverbed and all the energies. I believe you said before, very much on the sort of Dr. Emoto.
Yes, that's so... using his principles,
yeah.
All the products are infused with the energy of love, peace, and healing.
Oh, so they carry a blessing then?
They carry a blessing. Yes. So yeah. they have the water from the spring. They have a blessing of love, peace, and healing from Dr. Emoto, and then they have all the frequencies as well.
Fantastic. Oh,
that's just the word pure is coming to
Absolutely.
Me, really. Totally pure. Yeah.
And they're award-winning as well.
Yes. The eye cream won an award from the Beauty Bible. And then the products have won about 3, if not 4, awards from Janie Lee Grace, who writes lots of wonderful health books. And she's got about 4 different books on kind of natural skincare and natural everything. She's the queen of everything that's natural, basically. And so I entered them in her awards, and yes, I won best moisturizer, facial, best luxury skincare, best I think it was the cleanser won another award. To be honest, I've lost count.
Wow.
But yes,
great, high accolades then.
Yeah, really, really lovely.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not surprised. As you said, having sampled them, I mean, they are absolutely sublime. They really do feel that they have the highest resonance when you touch them. Mm. Absolutely gorgeous. And how many products in the range have you got, Marion?
Basically, it's 5 products. So it's very much a cleanser and a toner, which do a great job. And there's, if anybody wants to look on the website, there's an amazing testimonial from somebody who used them before she got married, and they completely, just using those products, they completely turned her skin around. And then there's a moisturizer, which is Moisturizer Plus, an eye cream, and the night cream, which helps you sleep. So it's a really kind of, it's like a capsule, you know, collection of creams that basically cover everything.
Fantastic.
Well, that's fantastic, Marion. That's almost like a high five then, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
the high five.
The high five.
Yeah. Mm. So we're just coming up to our next break, so...
I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Sit tight and we'll come back to you.
Thanks.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are
the
inspired
and
the inspiration.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist. Born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
welcome back after that break. Marion, we were talking about your wonderful products, and I was wondering where the listeners could view them. So what's your website?
The website is cellgenics.com. So that's cellgenics.com.
Fantastic. So, and are they available anywhere?
Yes, so they're available online, and they're also available at Como Shambhala, which is London's best-kept secret. It's a beautiful spa in the Metropolitan Hotel in Park Lane.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
We've let the cat out of the bag now, Marion.
Yeah. And so basically, yes, you can go there or you can do it online.
Fantastic. And have you been to the spa?
Oh, yes, I've been doing my facial there. So I developed, I call it the Cellgenics Couture Facial. And so I've been doing facials there for most of last year. And it's a facial that I developed myself out of my work with patients in my practice. Because I do a lot of body work, I do cranial work, and I do other work as well. It was kind of a natural progression for me to extend work on the face, and it uses acupuncture points and lymphatic drainage, and it's a very kind of I'm going to call it a kind of healing facial. And what makes it different is that I use healing light as well. So I feed the body with light energy.
Oh, sounds divine.
Oh, I want to know about that.
Yes, so do
What's
I.
So light. Can you explain a little bit about that? Or is that a secret weapon of yours?
No, it's not secret at all. So it's basically, it's a cold laser, and they don't produce any heat. And what they do is they literally put photons of light into the skin. There's no heat, there's no nothing. You don't feel anything. There's a lot of science around it. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get really technical, when you put light into the body like that, it actually goes into the mitochondria of each cell, and it actually attaches to proteins in the electron transport chain. So what it's doing is it actually helps your cells to make more ATP, which is literally energy. So at the end of a treatment, people look at their skin, feel their skin, and pretty much everybody goes, wow, that's amazing. And it's a combination of all the hands-on work that I do, which is interspersed with, as I say, literally feeding the skin with light energy.
Wow, amazing. Where can people book that?
At the moment, the best thing to do is to call me. I'm very happy to give my practice number, which is in Wimbledon.
Okay, and, so that'll be on the show information page.
And we can put that on the Facebook page as well, Marion. Yeah.
Yeah. So the best thing to do is to call me, because I'm not at the spa every day. So call me, and then I'll work out where the best place to go would be.
Fantastic. I mean, this is exactly the sort of revolutionary, groundbreaking treatment that we're looking to have in Equilarium. So, because, Equilarium is my high vibration, holistic healing and education centre that I'm bringing to the world, that's coming to Northern California. It's going to be the first of its type, which will then hopefully be replicated and reproduced around the world in different countries. But one of the main aspects is that it's about working with high vibrations. So this is absolutely, music to my ears, hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, because it will have all the top class products in the world, throughout the world, that like you, Marion, you're absolute classic, because it's like you're kind of ahead of your field on some level. And, and this is all kind of new sort of technology that's coming that, you're absolute, say, master alchemist of what you do.
Potion mistress.
I mean, you'd fit perfectly.
Totally, yeah. So, I mean, I would really love to have you on board to work towards to the Wellness Centre and the spa of Equilarium, because it's so on point with what needs to come. Mm. And I'm Equilarium. I'm putting together an international collaboration of way showers and leading experts in the fields of energy, in mind, body, spirit, architecture, design, physical fitness, science, technology, music. So it's going to be a real collaboration, and it'd be fantastic if you'd be part of that.
I think your plans sound amazing. Really, I think it's going to be very special.
So thank
it'd be
you.
Amazing to be part of it.
Yeah, I look forward to it enormously, because this is exactly what we need to do. It's about bringing light and vibration into healing, and taking personal understanding of your own energy to a totally different level. So it's about empowering individuals, isn't it? So, I mean, presumably this is like the most amazing non-invasive sort of facelift, and sort of I can imagine you just have a resonance and luminosity afterwards that I know I want instantly, don't you? I want this.
Oh, definitely.
As soon as you described it, I thought, I really want this.
Yeah. It's interesting because, Marion, a couple of months ago we had a guest, Matt Thornton, who's worked with Dr. Emoto, and he was trained by him in Haddo, and because part of the Equilarium is going to be the water system that goes through it. So, it's all going to tie in. I mean, and we're all going to be in the one room, all of us, on one occasion. And suddenly we're just going to, it's going to be like cross-platform on everything. And you just realise that, everything's going to be aligned and ignited, I think.
Very, very interesting people lining up and joining already, which is
super, exciting stuff.
It's like the Equilarium snowball.
Woohoo!
And it has started rolling. I can tell you, it is rolling. So we're gathering
getting bigger each week.
Incredible people, along the way. Okay. Spiritual leaders and financial investors. And we, it's really coming. It's coming along.
Oh, if there's anything you want to share on there, please do.
Not yet. No,
Hang with attention.
It's coming along. But it's that magic that's in the air, like we're saying, because you have to have total trust. Don't you, that what is coming is that you can feel it when you're trained in trusting your intuition. I mean, trained, it just means if you're practiced, if you're well-versed in listening to your inner voice, and that's what we're all being asked to do now, is to go inwards and listen to your own inner voice. So, turn off the television, tell a vision. So in my vision of Equilarium, is my biggest story that I'm putting out there. And so all the information and things that I'm hearing are just coming to me. They're coming, the people are lining up, the right things are coming, because it's the vibration with which I'm resonating. Mm-hmm. Like with you, Marion, everything that you're doing, I'm sure, wonderful things are going to happen for you and unfold for the future, because you are so on point with what you're doing. You're so focused and have this incredible clarity. And your products just resonate at this really, really, really high vibration.
I think when I listen to you talking about Equilarium and your vision for it, and I can, I really have a sense that it's, there's such energy behind it. It's like I can kind of, as you talk about it, I can see it happening.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. Because it's coming to the world. And as I said, some of the people I've had come on board recently, they all just said, it is what needs to come. Mm-hmm. It is what needs to come. And it's gaining momentum all the time with that vibration. And it's about maintaining it and believing it. And it, as I said, it's gathering energy. And it's about, this is the year, this is the 9 year, isn't it? It's about manifesting things. That you've been, it's the culmination of 9 year cycle. And for me, I've had Equilarium as a vision and a dream for the last 18 years. So that's the culmination of two different cycles.
Yeah, they say it's the year of completion this year because it's being a nine. So, for all the hard work that we've put in, and it's not been without trials, is it, for all of us, that we've actually, just kept going at it and know that at some point it's going to take off. And I think that's where you are, Marion. You've created this beautiful foundation to just launch yourself off from, and it's going to happen. And and no coincidence that we met in Africa. I mean, what you do is quite unusual, So the fact that it fits so perfectly with the whole Equilarium vision is quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm so excited that it's exactly, not only is it the product, as you say, and the range of products that I think is so amazing, but it's you. I just love to be working with you, and your we were singing your praises before we even came on air, of the fact that we think you are like, you have a sense of real majesty that goes with you, and how you command your power and your energy.
And grace.
Mm. And such grace. And so I see this project as bringing together fabulous world leaders in their fields who have this understanding of everything that we're trying to bring, so that we can, together, we can create this incredible thing as a symbiosis, you know, where we're all working together to make great change for the future, and that we can actually, it's like a legacy policy, that we can leave a lasting legacy for future generations about giving a better understanding of vibration and working in collaboration with each other, one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I the word collaboration is too heavy a word, but that's, you know, kind of it's part of what you're doing, but in a very kind of light and beautiful and kind of spiritual way, because it's actually time for us all to work together and to stop, stop the arguments, stop the competition. We all work so much better together.
Mm. Absolutely. I think you're right. I think competition was part of the old paradigm, you know,
yeah.
And coalition, co-creation is part of, you know, and collaboration is the
it's new energy, isn't
is
it?
Is the new energy, and it's the way
forward.
Definitely, it's the way to move forward. So, it's very exciting times we're in.
Mm.
Yeah. So I have some lovely more writing which I'll read you, but I haven't got time to do that before we go to the next break. So I'll share a couple with you when we get to the other side of the break.
So your vision, Marion, so where are you going to take this next? Are you looking to sort of go international with it?
Well, I'm talking to somebody at the moment about the possibility of taking it abroad. And it's early days, but we're talking about it, and it's possible it may go to the States. So I don't want to say too much.
No,
I don't want to. I'm somebody who likes to kind of sit on something and, you know, work on it, and then and then I'll announce it when it's done.
Yeah,
that's
Marion,
the way I am.
You're talking to someone who sat on Equilarium for 18 years.
So you understand.
Yeah. Totally. It's about all in divine timing.
Exactly.
We're just coming out to our next break, Marion. So
okay.
Just sit with us. We'll see you the other side.
The other side. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so welcome back, and to Marion, the other end. Claire's just going to read us out another piece of her lovely writing that's come through recently. So, Claire, over to you.
Okay, this one came on the 16th of January. So if you'd like to close your eyes, if you're not driving.
If you're not driving, if you pull over and just turn off the engine and do not operate heavy machinery. Thank you.
Okay. 'Tis a veritable day of days, for the future lays outstretched from this point on as a mighty different scene and setting for your incredible swan song. For what you are about to receive and to achieve are monumental, transformational, and sensational. You are truly inspirational, and many millions of people will benefit from and be deeply grateful for your high hopes and dreams, for giving them direction and something genuinely hopeful and aspirational. All of the people from all of the nations need something incredible to feed their minds, to soothe their sorrows, to restore their faith and belief in better tomorrows. Many souls are here to achieve the same goal, to unite and spread love, to make a clear and positive difference in the world, to spread true wisdom and grace amongst the human race, to collaborate with one another, all sisters and brothers, to fill the world with good vibrations. Be the way shower you know yourself to be. Lead by example with courage, confidence, and grace. Give clear intention and direction to your every thought and action. See your plans in action and your support in place. See yourself happy and content, knowing you have spent your time and energy wisely. Be at great peace and filled with great love, for you are guided and protected by the angels at all times and greatly blessed from the heavens above.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that lovely?
That really feels like it's setting us up for what each and every one of us, our journeys,
yeah,
you know, unfolding.
It is.
And, you know, definitely for you, Marion, as well. I just feels like that's the great journey you're on, you know, and what sort of lies ahead of you.
Absolutely. That was a really beautiful, beautiful piece of writing.
Yeah, it says you're truly inspirational. Many people, many millions of people will benefit from and be deeply grateful for your high hopes and dreams. And that's true. I mean, as you said, you didn't necessarily set out to start creating those creams, but by you having lived your life and the whole combination of all your different trainings and your experiences has brought your uniqueness to creating these beautiful things, which are going to set a whole new dimension of how to create skincare, skin wear, as we're now going to call it, the skin wear range, which gives people a better understanding to be more aware of what you're putting on your skin. You know, not so, I think people be more conscious, you know, because yours is obviously such a conscious product. It's amazing. So, yeah, I can really see how that can relate.
And no animals have been harmed in the process, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. My, you know, when, you know, as I've said, I never planned to do this, but my original intention, and still my intention, was that, you know, because they carry, you know, love, peace and healing, I always had this intention that we would, you know, we would send the creams out into the world carrying this message of love, peace and healing.
Oh, how beautiful. Exactly. So it says all of the people from all of the nations need something incredible to feed their minds, to soothe their sorrows, to restore their faith and belief in better tomorrows. And if you had your creams that had that intention, as you said, a soothing and comfort with love and healing, that how incredible that you're giving that out, and people could take a wonderful leaf from your book. And to, you know, put better intentions with their things that you're putting out. So it's not just you're putting out a product that you're hoping to do to achieve one thing, but you're putting it out with a conscious understanding that you could put it out on many other levels as well, the energetic level of well-being.
Yeah, that was, as I say, that was always our intention to what we wanted to, what we wanted the creams to do, basically.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, I have another piece of writing which came yesterday. So I'd like to share this one as well, because it's very appropriate.
Okay.
So, again, if you'd like to just take a deep breath and relax and see, let the words settle. Draw unto your core all that you need and more by activating your own gravitation and pulling in all that your heart desires, resonates with, and requires to achieve your full potential. The science is simple and elemental, but will be fundamental to building your team and realizing your dream. Be a veritable golden magnet now and forevermore. By activating your own laws of attraction and resonating with the highest high on the vibrational scale, your whole world will be changed and rearranged to resonate at the same vibrational pitch. Be prepared for great things to occur, for now you understand how to command your power. This can be your finest hour. Believe in yourself and your own ability to fly. Commanding and demanding are two very different things. To command requires an acceptance of having your power already in place, whereas demanding stems from a sense of lack and fear. Be brave, be bold, be fearless, and harness the mighty power that resides in your core. Embrace this as a fundamental part of who you are. 'Twould be foolish not to do so, as it is the very thing you require. There you go. So that's an understanding of your own power, and that we all have it within. And I just love that simple description of how to be a commander rather than a demander.
And also it was about working as a team. And as you were reading it, I was actually reminded that when we used to go to Mystery for our meetings to come up with the logo and the branding and packaging, before every meeting I read poetry.
Oh, and fantastic.
Before the very first meeting, our very, very first meeting, we all sat around this big table, and I didn't tell anybody what I was going to do. I didn't tell Michael, who was my ex-husband, what I was going to do. I just said to everybody, is it okay if I read you a poem? And I don't know if you know Araya Mountain Dreamer.
The invitation. Fantastic.
And I just sat and I said, it doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for. And if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing, it doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. And I read the whole thing. That's just the first two verses. And at the end of it, two of the girls were in tears.
Yeah.
And I was quite close to tears.
I'm not surprised.
I love poetry, and that set the scene for our meeting. And then for every other meeting, I found a poem to read.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, the fact that you started off with the invitation was quite profound, actually.
But you're right, it sets the vibration for the whole meeting.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if I didn't do what I do, you know, I would love to go and read poetry before board meetings.
Yeah. Well, what a wonderful thing to inspire listeners. So, you know, if you want to change the feeling of a meeting that you're having or that you've got to go to, you can easily do that by introducing something as wonderful as that.
Yes.
You know, or any poetry, as you say, but that's a particularly lovely one.
That's setting the stage, isn't
it? Yeah, it is setting the stage. And you can, in fact, you can find all of my latest writing on my website, which is www.clairejohnson.eu. You can go to my latest writing page, and all the writing that that I've read, I read out. I receive it at least once a week, and I post it up there. Or you can follow me at Her Clairness on Twitter. And you can find me on the Equilarium FM Facebook page. And, you know, you're more than welcome to use my writing and to read it and to share it, because these words have come, you know, from source to be shared. I mean, share the love.
To set the stage of your own meetings.
Yeah, set the vibrations, to raise the vibrations across the nations. Spread lovely words of peace.
Well, Marion, we're just having to sign off now, so I think it's wonderful that we all met around a campfire in Africa, and here we are now sitting around a microphone around the radio.
it's been amazing, and thank you so much.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, Marion. Yeah. Absolute pleasure. I look forward to working with you closer in the future.
Yeah. Lovely. Bye.
All right. Bye for now.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Namaste, Didis.
Namaste, Didis. Yeah.
And remember,
stay golden.